as marching by, protesting by, was Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is going to be back. They're not going anywhere, and they'll camp out in front of their house if they have to. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Tuesday, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, as we take a look at the traffic cams at 531, there is a crash on Interstate 15 southbound. That's after Craig, and the left lanes are blocked there, and traffic is very slow. So keep that in mind if you're on 15 south near Craig Road. Also, we're getting some backups on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. That's causing some residual slowing on the ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to go 515 east. Also getting some slow flows in a couple of other areas as well. 515 west at Charleston, Interstate 15 northbound near the stadium at Hacienda, and US 95 west at Decatur.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. As the NBA continues to get ready for their restart in Orlando, a number of teams are having players test positive for coronavirus and also players deciding to opt out of the restart. That includes the Brooklyn Nets, as DeAndre Jordan has tested positive, and he says he is going to skip the restart. Teammate Spencer Dinwiddie has tested positive as well. It's unknown if he is going to play or not. A couple signings, the Lakers finalizing a deal with J.R. Smith. He has not played since November of 2018. And the Portland Trailblazers are signing guard Jalen Adams as a substitute player to replace Trevor Ariza. This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, be stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't Don't forget this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers. Well, like the ones you see on TV, Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. It will not cost you a dime. Call 702-714-1060. Save yourself some money, would you please? We're going to get to your phone calls coming up in just a bit. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. And in fact, we make it real easy for you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think. Mark McCluskey lives in a gated community and was defending his home on Sunday night with a semi-automatic weapon in plain view. Now the question, now the district attorney is looking into if any laws were broken by the McCluskeys. And the fact is, we don't know what they're going to come up with. But there's something that looks really wrong about this. This is not a good sign. This is a little bit scary. Now, I want you to hear from Rand Paul, because Rand Paul is a senator from Kentucky. And was in Washington earlier at a hearing of a Senate committee where Dr. Anthony Fauci testified. And they were talking about something that we talked about yesterday with no less than, the schools, with Scott Hammond when we talked with him yesterday. We're talking about when are schools going to open? When are schools going to open? Well, okay, so here's the deal. Rand Paul was on with Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier today. This is cut number one, essentially saying, let's open our schools now. Here it is.
This all begs the question, when are we going to tell the people the truth? That it's okay to take their kids back to school? Dr. Fauci, every day, virtually every day, we seem to hear from you things we can't do. But when you're asked, can we go back to school, I don't hear much certitude at all. I hear, well, maybe it depends. All of this body of evidence about schools around the world shows there's no surge. All of the evidence shows that it's rare. I mean, we've so politicized this and made it politically correct that the WHO releases that it's rare, and you have a scientist up there honestly giving her opinion. What happens to her? She's blackballed, and her report that she refers to is taken off the website. When you go to that scientist's speech and you try to clink on the lick, the WHO has now screened it from us because it said something that's not politically correct. Guess what? It's rare for kids to transmit this. But I hear nothing of that coming from you. All I hear, Dr. Fauci, is we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't play baseball. Well, even that's not based on the science. I mean, flu season peaks in February. We don't know that COVID's going to be like the flu season. It might, but we don't know that. But we wouldn't ban school in October. You might close some schools when they get the flu. We need to not be so presumptuous that we know everything. But my question to you is, can't you give us a little bit more on schools that we can get back to school, that there's a great deal of evidence, and it's actually good evidence that kids aren't transmitting this. It's rare, and that kids are staying healthy, and that, yes, we can open our schools.
Mr. Chairman, do I have a little bit of time to...
Well, I give you a little... That was well over 5 minutes, but we'll...
Thank you, Senator
go ahead and
Paul.
Please answer the question.
Yeah, so very quickly, Senator Paul, I agree with a lot of what you say about, this idea about people having to put their opinions out without data. And sometimes you have to make extrapolations because you're in a position where you need to at least give some sort of recommendation. But if you were listening, and I think you were, to my opening statement and my response to one of the questions, I feel very strongly we need to do whatever we can to get the children back to school. So I think we are in lock agreement with that. The other thing that I'd like to clarify very briefly is that when things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from Players Association, owners, people involved in the health of the players, ask me opinions regarding certain facts about the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm saying you can't play this sport or you can't play that sport. I agree with you. I am completely unqualified to tell you whether you can play a sport or not. The only thing that I can do is, to the best of my ability, give you the facts and the evidence associated with what I know about this outbreak.
There you have it. There you have Dr. Anthony Fauci. Whether you believe him or you don't, but he always seems to have an opinion. Except when it comes to when can we open schools? We'll get to that and a whole lot more. And also more on that St. Louis Circuit attorney investigating a couple that pointed guns at protesters. Ooh, scary. We'll get to that next on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at finleyacura.com. Vegas strong.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them. They think the at-fault driver will be the one who actually has to pay.
I'm Kevin Rowe, and the truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. Hurt in a wreck? Need a check? Call Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Mark McCluskey is going to be on, is going to be on Tucker Carlson in just a few minutes. And I can't wait to see what he says. This should be fascinating. Steny Hoyer is the second in command, just behind Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives. He is a Democrat out of Maryland, and he went on this this trip to the White House today. And I want you to hear what he had to say, because this is classic Democrat demagoguery when it comes to this whole notion of, did the president know something about bounties on the heads of U.S. troops financed by the Russians? And it turns out that the intelligence people, there is no consensus whatsoever among the 17 branches as to whether this stuff is true or not true. Kind of true. Let's go to cut three. This is Steny Hoyer, not happy with the White House briefing, even though Republicans saw it. Like Joni Ernst of Iowa, a senator. Marco Rubio from Florida, a senator. They said that there was nothing to this after seeing the briefing. Not so, Steny Hoyer. This was Steny Hoyer earlier today. At the House of Representatives.
Sunday evening, I received a telephone call from my former colleague, Mark Meadows, now the Chief of Staff at the White House, who asked me to put together a group of 8 to 10 members for the purposes of having a briefing in the SCIF at the White House. I indicated to him that I would consider that. I talked to the Speaker about it. And our view has been and always been that if the White House asks you to come down for a meeting and to be brief, you respond to that request. At the same time, I told Mr. Meadows yesterday, and I repeated a couple of times today, that this briefing was not, and I emphasize, was not a substitute for the Speaker and Minority Leader of the Senate's request for a full briefing of our members. At any time when you have a threat to American personnel, whether they be military or civilian, it is a serious matter and needs to be taken with the utmost importance and utmost concern. I think it's fair to say, as my Republican colleague said yesterday, all of us are concerned that there would be payments from Russia, who is not a friendly entity, who is not an ally, who has undermined our elections, and who has done everything they can in Afghanistan and other places in the world to undermine U.S. interests. It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that is given that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel, particularly armed services personnel. So I was looking forward to a briefing. I would have preferred the briefing, and I said this to Mr. Meadows, that the briefing had been given by intel personnel, either from CIA and Director Haspel in particular, or NSA, so that we would have the direct evidence and discussion from the intelligence community as to how credible they assess the information. But I also agree with John Bolton, who said it was inconceivable from his perspective that there is not a cause for briefing on this matter of such importance. Apparently that did not happen. The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax. There may be different judgments as to the level of credibility, but there was no assertion that the information we had was a hoax.
Well, yeah, but despite the fact whether it's a hoax or it's not a hoax, if it's not credible, then that doesn't matter. When we come back, we're going to go to break early, but I want you to hear Jackie Rosen, our senator. One of our U.S. senators was on Capitol Hill today interviewing Dr. Anthony Fauci. You'll hear that and more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I wanted to make sure we had enough time to get Senator Jackie Rosen. You don't hear much from her, do we? In fact, a lot of times we don't hear a lot at all from Catherine Cortez Masto or Jackie Rosen, our two U.S. senators. But I caught her today with Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying before a Senate committee. And Fauci, as he does all the time, sometimes he talks in circles, which is fine. I understand that. But I want you to hear this. Dr. Anthony Fauci with Senator Jackie Rosen, and he can't really get a straight answer out of him on antibodies and immunity. Here it is.
Well, I know that you've been doing a lot of serology testing and that individuals are presenting with antibodies. So out of the five types of antibodies that people are most likely to have, which ones do most recovers patients, which ones do they show? And if one of these specific antibodies are present, does that make a difference in if the patient can be reinfected or not? Are they effectively immune, at least for some period of time? What kind of answers does this give us if you do have the presence of certain antibodies?
No, I'd love to give you a really precise, scientifically based answer, but the fact is we don't know. Standard-wise, when you get an acute infection, you get an IgM antibody. As you go off in time and develop a more mature immune response, it becomes an IgG. There are subclasses of IgG, some more protective than others. The thing we don't know, Senator, that we will know in time, but it's going to take time to know it, is what the relationship between the neutralizing antibody and binding antibodies that don't neutralize, what is the relationship between the titer and the degree of protection, and what is the durability of protection? We've seen some puzzling things. We've seen people recover from COVID infection and find out they don't have very high levels of antibody. Could it be a cell-mediated response that got them through the illness? And some other individuals have very high levels, and we don't know how long those levels last. So we're getting there with regard to our knowledge, but it is going to take several more months to a year to really be able to definitively answer your question about the role of antibodies in protection following natural infection.
See, that that tells me nothing. And Jackie Rosen didn't follow up. I mean, I was hoping there was going to be some sort of follow-up or something. There really wasn't. Mainly because I think half these senators and these members of Congress don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to COVID-19. And we don't get a really good answer out of these people. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't pretend to understand this. I will say this. I think it's going to take a vaccine. It's going to be the end of the year. And anything else that we're doing, pausing, unpausing, phase zero, phase one, phase two, phase three, I don't think it really matters. I really don't. I don't think it matters what we do, whether we open up the Allegiant Stadium and have fans in the stands, or Major League Baseball, maybe at 50%. I don't think it really matters. We're going to have a loss of life. We're going to have hospitalizations. And it's going to be ugly for a while. But once we get the vaccine, this is going to go away. Trust me, it's going to go away. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up tomorrow. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. And I hope you'll join us as well. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Thanks to Gentleman Jim Dallas. But most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Right here. This is the radio program of record on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Democrats...